Time with us. Ed, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I've got to ask. Miss Molly's Tea Room, Gift Shop, Fashion Boutique, and a fantastic toy store. You really covered the gamut there, my friend. You guys have just about everything available.
Well, we've tried real hard. Originally, when we first bought Miss Molly's Tea Room, we just had a small little tea room, not really a restaurant like we have today. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to think about what people really like to do in their spare time. And so, along with the restaurant, a great gift shop makes a tremendous opportunity. Then we started seeing people were interested in clothing. We started with scarves, and we went to a few other things. Then we said, hey, we got to expand to, you know, a whole fashion boutique and offer a great line of clothing. And the one thing that was really obvious to us is that the city of Medina had all kind of interesting businesses, but we didn't have a business that was really offering high-end, professional, designer kind of clothing for people. All that business was going outside of Medina. And so our idea was to bring that into Medina and get everybody excited and seeing where we are and learning what we can do. So then we added to that a little before then the toy store, because, you know, if you think in life, if you got, your health and a place to live, what else do you need? Well, you need food, you need clothing, and you need a way to have fun. And so that fun is a toy store. It's like walking into a magical world where the colors are great, you know, the whole thing is wow. It's all excitement. And so we try to bring that for everybody. We give them a chance to step out of this crazy world we live in into not only a relaxing place that we can pamper them and make them feel special, but at the same time, we want them to have a good time. And the young kids, they go right for the toy store. The ladies go to the fashion boutique. The guys go to the restaurant, you know, and then they end up all in the gift shop. Wow. So it works out pretty well.
I mean, legitimately, you guys have everything. What I love, too, as you mentioned, it starts as Miss Molly's Tea Room for you, and you just keep expanding and expanding on everything and having those great ideas. You mentioned you wear a lot of hats over there at the restaurant. What are some of the things that you hope people enjoy when they come into Miss Molly's Tea Room on a daily basis?
Well, one of the things that we've focused on from the very beginning is quality and consistency with the product that we offer in the restaurant. That's extremely important. People that came 19 years ago when we started doing this can basically get a lot of the same items on the menu that they could get back then. And the same ingredients, and we don't change those recipes. And also, I make every employee that works for us sign a non-disclosure agreement, because I don't want those recipes out on the street floating around.
Sure.
Or the vendors, you know. But it's important to have that consistency and quality. And then as we've evolved, we've found other things that the customers really like. One thing I learned early on, you get a customer coming to a restaurant of any kind for a specific product that you have. The last thing you want to do is try to get them to try something else. You know, they're coming there for a reason. You can always give them a little bit to try, but, you know, don't divert them.
Yeah.
You know, help them like what you do.
I don't want to ask for those recipes. However, what kinds of items are available at this restaurant? Because food's a big part of what we do. We talk a lot of food on this, and clearly we aren't the thinnest guys in the world, so we love to eat. So I'm curious, what are some of the go-tos on the menu?
Well, that's a great question, because, you know, when you talk about a tea room, everybody thinks about little finger sandwiches and light things to eat, maybe sweets. Well, we go way, way, way beyond that. We looked 19 years ago at other tea rooms across the country to see what they did, because we were bound and determined to do something totally different. So our menu, while it offers those kind of things, we offer a lot of other items that are unique. Chicken divan. You ever see that on a menu anywhere?
I have not.
Twisted chicken divan.
Chicken divan.
What is chicken divan?
Well, you got to come to Miss Molly's
All
and
right.
try it to
okay.
find out.
All right, no, I like
I
that.
I guarantee
yeah.
you like it.
I like how you work, Ed.
For the guys that come there all the time, things like our Heavenly Wrap is a sandwich that's done with flatbread. It's got premium roast beef in it, roasted red peppers, spinach, watercress. You know, it's really a fantastic sandwich. We've got all these things that we've developed over the years. But in addition to that, there are those items like our chicken salad puff pastry. It's a sandwich. We baked puff pastry every day. Mm-hmm. It's very light. It's very fluffy. And people love it. It's stacked up with chicken salad. Mm-hmm. But we also put chicken salad on croissants. We also do basic things as features or specials, like pot roast and mashed potatoes and gravy, or roasted red potatoes and roasted vegetables. We can do just about any kind of meal imaginable at Miss Molly's. All you have to do is let me know in advance. We cater applications. We're working on a big deal now in March where we might have a group coming in for the entire day, starting with breakfast, breaks, lunch, breaks, and a reception at the end of the day.
Wow.
So, you know, we're doing all kinds of things. We're a very diverse organization, and we're always interested in trying to work with somebody to do something new and different.
I smell a future Daily Food for Thought, don't you?
Think of a couple.
Boy, there are a lot of items on there I think we could have a heck of a lot of fun with. Again, we are talking with Ed Wright of Miss Molly's Tea Room, Gift Shop, Fashion Boutique, and the Funtastic Toy Store. I want to go back to the Funtastic Toy Store because, look, we're all kids at heart. We all love toys. You notice one or two in there the kids seem to continue to go back to?
Oh, there are a lot of them like that. It's it's interesting to see little things like we've got a new product that's called Mad Matter.
And it Matter,
M-A-T-T-E-R. Okay. It actually comes from the bottom of a lake in Sweden, and it has other chemicals added to it. But this is like, you know, your funny putty and things like that, crazy errand putty, other things. This thing is flying off the floor because the kids come in and play with it, and they like these things that are a little slimy, a little strange. You can make things out of. But it's got, you can actually make, you know, Lego blocks.
Uh-huh.
We actually have a little mold where you can make your own Lego block and put it together and build your little fort or whatever you want to build. We've got all kind of things like these turbo twister little racers that are all remote control that you can run all over your house. We've got air soccer discs that actually float on the carpet, so you can play soccer indoors, and it's padded on the outside so it won't bust up the furniture. You know, we've got great puzzles that are in there. We've got all these different games, and these games are fantastic for adults as well as kids. We actually have adult game nights at the tea room from time to time, or in the toy store, either one. And we have game nights that we go out to a number of the local schools, the elementary schools, for the PTOs. We'll set up one night and we'll take all of our demos with us and set them up in, say, the lunchroom. And then the parents and the kids come. You can't believe how fantastic it is to see parents and kids sitting at the table playing games like that instead of being on the phone the whole time.
It makes a big difference.
Different world.
Yeah, it's a nice little slice of nostalgia. And plus, it's a heck of a lot of fun, too. I mean, as things tend to evolve, sometimes you find yourself going back to what worked originally. Adult game night's a wonderful idea. As a matter of fact, I get caught up in adult game night on occasion, too. It's very fun stuff. I mean, there's nothing better than getting people around and playing a good old-fashioned board game.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of them. And new ones keep coming out all the time. So it's just something that people in today's world need to take the time to stop and try something like that. You know, again, get out of this craziness, this hustle and bustle that we live with every day, and try a few things to relax your mind, your body, and your soul.
How long have you guys been in business?
We started with Miss Molly's 19 years ago. Actually, there was a toy store in the location that I have Medina Funtastic Toys now. And they went out of business, and I tied up the space because I didn't want anything moving next to me that didn't complement our businesses. Mm-hmm. And we really pondered, should we try the toy business? Because obviously the internet has a huge impact on selling toys.
Yeah.
You know, and younger parents tend to go to that because it's easy. But, you know, we thought about it, we tried to figure out what would work, and we said we're going to give it a try. Nice. So in June of 2013, we opened the toy store. And we called it Funtastic because that's really what it is, you know. So it's so easy for parents that want something to do with their kids, or the grandparents that want to take the kids out. Bring them to Miss Molly's. Have a fantastic meal. Have a lot of fun. Then go over to that toy store and get involved in all the things. We've got demos out there for everything just about that's in there. Puzzles of all kind of things. You know, it's really books, too. Great books. It's something that you've got to come and experience and feel yourself to really realize what a magical world it is.
That sounds like a place you can go have dinner and then end up spending quite some time. And you mentioned the fashion boutique, too. Designer names. What are some of the name brands there?
Well, we've got some very, very strong names that are in there. Whether you guys might recognize the names.
My wife might want to know, yes.
Right. We sell Spartina purses, which actually the company is down off the coast of Georgia, the headquarters for it. But they are fabulous designer purses that are wonderful quality. We sell, very interestingly, Trimden jackets. Trimden and Winding River. These are two companies that are owned within one family. Mm-hmm. Trimden is so cool because those jackets are reversible. So you actually get two for the price of one. And on top of it, they're made in America.
Isn't that nice?
And we've got them going to different big events all over the place. Super Bowl. We had one lady that bought two of them just to go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got those. They're all kind of different. We've got great slim-sation pants. If the ladies want to look, you know, a couple of sizes smaller, come by Slim-sation. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Slim-sation.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. A reversible jacket. How come there's not more of those out there? That seems amazing.
So there are more and more products. We got a lot of unique products you won't find anywhere else. That's the most positive thing about it. People tend to go to the big box stores and buy products that, and if you go in Dillard's and you go in different companies, you're going to find a lot of the same kind of stuff. You come into Molly's Fashion Boutique, and you're going to find something different. You're not going to run into somebody walking down the street wearing what you wear. It's going to be unique, and it's going to be great quality. It's going to last.
Sure, and it keeps folks shopping local as well, too. You guys are getting a great location. You're right by that Medina Square, and you mentioned it at the beginning of the interview. You wanted to bring the boutique about because folks were going outside of Medina County in order to get some of these things, and you figured, you know what, why not make this available right here in our backyard? And really, I think you guys are a big part of it here, but you know, getting folks involved with local businesses, especially this time of the year as we get closer to the holidays, that's such a cool thing.
It absolutely is a cool thing. I think, you know, if you think back a few years ago, I was the founding chairman of Main Street Medina. We brought Main Street program to Medina to try to find a way to get all the stakeholders of the community to support the historic district. It's really interesting because, you know, we've got a beautiful, historic, renovated number of buildings on our square that you don't find in any other communities. But for all that to be successful business-wise, you've got to find a way for all of your residents, all of your business people to recognize and appreciate and want to support the fact that the historic district is the heart of the community. And that's what it really is. And so for that to flourish, everything flourishes in Medina.
No question about it. Well, you guys, again, a fashion boutique, gift shop, tea room, toy store. You guys really do it all. I mean, you've got to wear a number of different hats having to operate many different stores. But everything's all together, though, isn't it? They're all located together for the most part, aren't they?
They're all on the same floor, on the main floor at 140 West Washington Street. You walk through that door, and you've got your choice of all kind of fantastic experiments and journeys, let's say, into these different businesses. You know, you can come to the gift shop and just buy something for your wife to take home. Might be a good idea at the end of the day. You can go down to the fashion boutique and get something really nice, but then you run the risk of it may not fit, so you got to bring her back. So then you'll come back to lunch or dinner on a Friday night, and we got you hooked, and then bring the kids along, and you go in the toy store. So we can do all those things to make you feel like a better person. You know, a happy wife is a happy life.
That's true.
And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
No question about it. Before we cut you loose, I've got to ask you, you've told us about all the great menu items you've got. You guys do desserts?
Absolutely. We have the best desserts in the world. We've got some desserts that are always on the dessert menu. But I'll tell you, the one thing when I'm trying to teach our new servers how to really get good tips, I tell them, you know, don't ever walk up to a table and ask the people, do you want to see the dessert tray? The whole way to do it is you take that dessert tray to them, put it under their nose, and you got a sale. So, yeah, we have fantastic desserts. We do special dessert trays for all kind of activities. One of the greatest things is the Affair to Remember, which is a formal afternoon tea. Us Americans like to call it high tea. And what it consists of is you've got a three tiered plate stand. The bottom is sandwiches, finger sandwiches. The middle is hors d'oeuvres, and the top are all sweets. Mm. And, you know, come try that, and you think you're in heaven.
Holy cow. There's some serious damage you and I can do with Miss Molly's Tea Room, my friend. Holy cow, that's good stuff. Well, Ed, this was a lot of fun. This was a blast for those out there listening right now, wondering where they can go to get more information on Miss Molly's. Where can they go?
Well, the address, again, is 140 West Washington Street. They can call us on the phone, 330-725-6830, or they can go to Miss Molly's at missmollys.net is the website, or they can email us at missmollys@gmail.com.
Very good stuff. Don't ask for the recipes, but see, I love that idea about the dessert cart, because I can tell you, there are a lot of times, you know, your stomach is telling you no, but then your mind sees that dessert tray and you think, oh, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not saying no at this point. So that's a wonderful idea. Don't just make me look at it on paper and say, hey, you save any room for dessert? When you bring that dessert tray out, you're thinking, oh, yeah, I think I could make some dessert.
Yeah, your mouth starts watering, your brain starts spinning, and your eyes start flipping, and you can't say no.
Oh, no question about that. Ed, thanks for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
Enjoyed it. My pleasure. See me at 140 West Washington Street.
Absolutely. Might have to take a look at that dessert cart. That's Ed Wright from Miss Molly's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's our spotlight on Medina. We will come